Gemara on Tesama Beis talks about different comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shifrin. First, it lists off the comparisons, and the Gemara tries to figure out why it doesn't give other halachas, doesn't mention other halachas in these comparisons. And the Gemara offers different answers for why these elements are not mentioned. First, the Gemara wants to suggest that maybe Milsa the lesser Bishtaros, Kiktani Milsa the lesser Bishtaros, that it has to be something unique to Shtar Shichra and to Gerisha to come to the list. But if it's not unique to those two cases, if it applies by Shtar Shichra, then it's not going to be mentioned. That was the first suggestion of the Gemara, and it rejected that. Then the Gemara suggests that maybe Kiktani Psula Drabbanan, that the only things mentioned are Psulam Drabbanan, and Psul Darais is not going to be mentioned. So things like Lishma and Mechuber, even though Shtar Shichra and Gerisha are compared, the Mechuber is a Psul in both, and Shalol Lishma is a Psul in both, but because those are Psulim Daraisa, they're not Psulim Darabana, they're not going to be mentioned. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara is the Kasha and Dafyu. Yochazar Daraisa. You think that the Chiluk is whether it's a Psul Daraisa or Psul Darabana. No, Vahachazar Daraisa. Chazar was one of the examples that we had that Shtar Shichra and Gerisha compared, right? That was Rabbi Meir. Lefi Rabbi Meir, they're comparable. Ha'omer, Tengetzel Ishti, Shtar Shichra Zela Avdi, Ratzel Achzer Vishneim Yachzar. Rabbi Meir says that both Shichra Eved and Gerisha are Chof, so therefore he can be Chozer. Even if he gives it over to the Shliach, he'll still be able to be Chozer, because the Shliach is not Zochen. Chazara, says the Gemara, is a din daraisa. Chazara is a din daraisa, uketani. And yet, it's mentioned in the list. So you can't say that the list, the comparison between Gerisha and Shtar Shichra are only derabbanans. No, you see that there's a comparison. According to Rabbi Meir, we compare the two even for a din daraisa. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Chazara, Ratzalav, Zubishnayim, Rabbi Meir, Psula, daraisa, hu. Rabbi Meir holds that since there's no zechus for the eved to be yotzei l'chayus, there's no zechus for the isha, so therefore the shliach is not going to be zoch on their behalf. So if he's rotzel achzer b'shneim, if he wants to be chozer, but he can retract, because when he decides that he doesn't want to divorce his wife, he doesn't want to give the shtar shichra, so he's chozer from the shlichus, says Rashi. Botel shlichusai. Botel mishaleach l'shlichusai. He told the shlichus he wanted to be a shliach. So if he's not a shliach, then it's not a get. Bechlal, it's not a gerishin bechlal. V'hainu daraisa, and that's a daraisa. Why is that a daraisa? So Rashi explains, d'rachmona omer v'nosan biyoda. V'nosan biyoda. V'zelo nosan lo hu v'lo shlucha. Pasuk says v'nosan biyoda. So if he's mevatel the shlichus, so then it's not v'nosan biyoda. He's not giving it, his shliach is not giving it, so there's no venosan. So there's no venosan, that's a psul daraisa. This is the kasha of the Gemara. Is that the Gemara? No. Elokik tani milsa de lesa bekidushin, milsa de isa bekidushin, lokatani. To be on the list, it has to be a milsa de lesa bekidushin, meaning, just like we said earlier, the first teretz was that it has to be unique to Shtar Shichra and Gerisha, as opposed to Shar Shtaris. So now the Gemara rejected that, but now the Gemara is coming around to saying that it has to be something unique to Gerisha and Shtar Shichra, but unique in what way? Not unique to them and not to Shtar Shtaris, rather unique to them and not to Kiddushin. Unique to them and not to Kiddushin. It's something that's Ise B'Kiddushin, Lokatani. If the Psul applies not only to Gerisha and Shtar Shichra, it applies to Kiddushin as well. If the Zelba Psul, same Psul, applies to Kiddushin also, then it's not going to be mentioned because it's not unique to the two. It's not unique to Shtar Shichra and to Gerisha. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, Elokik Tani Milsa D'Lesa B'Kiddushin, Klomar. Kiparchin L'El Ha'ika Mechuber V'Lishma. But we're going back to that Kasha. We had this Kasha that Mechuber and Lishma, the Psul applies both to Gerisha and to Shtar Shichra, so why is it not mentioned in the list? So Gemara thought the answer was that Kik Tani Psula D'Rabbanan. So now the Gemara is saying, no, that can't be the answer because it doesn't explain Chazar. Right? So that's not the answer. We have to have a different answer. Lo tishani psul daraisa lo katani. Nele'em amilsa de'isa begidushin lo katani. Yo mishmo mechubar isa nami b'shtari kidushin kidoksiv yotza mi beisa v'holcha says v'holcha v'haisa l'shachar. Yeah. Yotza mi beisa, Rashi quotes part of the pasuk, v'haisa l'shachar iskush havaya li'etzir. the Hekesh Havayli, Yetziah, Kedushin, and Gerushin are compared to each other. So just like Shtar Gerushin is possible the Shalom Lishma Mechuda, so too Shtar Kedushin. So that's a Milsa, the Isa of Kedushin. It's not unique to Shtar Shechor and to get Isha. So that's why it's not going to be mentioned. That's why it's not going to be mentioned. So why are the others mentioned? Obviously, Rashi has to explain why the other things that we mentioned, right, the other comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shechor, don't apply to Kedushin. They're unique to Shtar Shechor and Gerisha. So why? Why are they unique? Rashi says, "Zavol b'fani nichta v'lesed b'kedushin d'takanto d'rabbanan ba'alma hibigitin n'masi ba'alma aru pasale." That's a comparison between Gerisha and Shtar Shechor. It's unique to them because the whole problem is we're afraid that the Baal will come, he'll pasal the get. It's a takanto d'rabbanan by get, and we discussed what's the connection to Eved. Is there an egon by Eved, etc. But that's something unique to Gerisha and to Shtar Shechor. Says Rashi, it doesn't apply to Kiddushin. Ve'kusi nami, ain't no kosher ve'kiddushin. Ekusi? We said ekusi is kosher. One ekusi is kosher by Gerisha and Shtar Shechor, but not by Shtar Shechor. Not kosher by Kiddushin, says Rashi. Da'i da'ashu ve'gitin, ha'inu ta'vikid l'kaman, de'i da'gen echos m'zevelozeh. Nashen ken b'Shtar Shechor. The Gemara is going to explain that it's a special kula by get, because e'di a'gen echos m'zevelozeh, the eidim signed together. So if the kusi is signed on top, then we can assume that the Yisrael knows that he's a kusi chaver. He's an upstanding Jew. Right? The kusim was somewhat questionable. We'll talk about it. We'll get to the Gemara. The kusim was somewhat questionable, so we assume that if he let the kusi sign on top, because they were signing together, let the kusi sign on top, he's a kusi chaver. He must be a regular Yisrael, upstanding Jew. He's kosher la'edus. That's a principle only in get, because again, in chos minol ha'zebet meizeh, doesn't apply to kiddushin. The cause nami less of the kiddushin and chaliyik the misiri Yisrael. The beget b'shechor who the gazi the masal the mesmach alayu matzuchin legi tachrina. Our cause, according to the Tanakhama, our cause a puzzle for get and for shtar shechor, gerishan shtar shechor of an even. But our cause would be kosher. Our cause would be kosher for kiddushin. Aye, but the ain't of the Torah is getting the kiddushin. If the Eidei Chasima Nochrim, the Eidei Matar is given the Kiddushin, not going to be kosher v'shtar Kiddushin. The answer is Eidei Masira. They're Eidei Masira Yisrael. Aye, but Mizuyach Mitoch, we're afraid that you'll be somech on them. Right? Shouldn't we be afraid that you'll be somech on the Eidei Chasima? Right? So we should pasal midrabbanan. So Rashi says, no, I will be Kiddushin. Kevin the midaraisa Mekudesh, as we should make Masira. Yihamad Eidei Mekudesh, as Shariah, as Yisish La'amah. By Gittin, we can be Machmir. We can say Minat Torah because there are Eidim Asiri Yisrael. The get is kosher be'arkos. Midrabbanan, we're going to be machmir. Dumasel mismach alayu. But by kiddushin, if you're going to tell me Minat Torah, the kiddushin is chal. That means she's an eshes ish. Your chumah drabbanan is going to say that she's not mekudeshes. By get, the chumah is that she's still mekudeshes. She's still married. But by kiddushin, if your chumah is going to be that she's not mekudeshes, what we're afraid, you'll rely on the Eidim Chasima. So therefore, what you're going to say that she's not mekudeshes? So you'll be matir in Eishas Ish. In Atara, she's an Eishas Ish. So he can't be matir. Mizuyach Mitocho is not gonna work by Shtar Kiddushin because it's not gonna be a chumrah. It's gonna be a kula. So that's why it doesn't apply to Kiddushin. This is Rashi explaining the Gemara. So this is the stage in the Gemara. We're gonna get to the last part of the Gemara Mitzvah Shem. Hopefully tomorrow. Right? The Gemara says, I don't understand what you answered. Chazar is also Daraisa. Yeah, we're trying. It's a mud in the teretz. The teretz of the Gemara like never even began. Right. Isn't Chazara? I'm sorry. Isn't Chazara Gufa Isa b'Kiddushin? Chazara also applies to Kiddushin. Right? Also applies to Kiddushin. That's going to be a kasha of the Gemara later on. We'll get to it. But let's stop here. Stop here for a moment. For more than a moment. Okay. Let's talk a little bit. So the Gemara has the yisod that maybe the comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shechor are only ones that apply uniquely to them and not to Kiddushin. But if the psul applies to Kiddushin, then it's not mentioned in the list. Shlomo Levi, you have a kasha? I haven't said anything.
I just have a question on Rashi.
Okay.
If we're mocking by get, and we're going to say really the Torah of the divorce, but they're still married, then wouldn't that also be an issue?
No, meaning if you're machmir, you'll say she's not divorced, so she can't marry anyone. So what's the issue? You won't allow her to marry.
Are they still going to be together?
midrabana, what if we say we're not going to, I imagine they're not going to be together, right? Not, she's not going to marry anyone. She's going to have to get, the chumra is she has to have another get, right? She has to have another get as possible, so she needs another get. But I imagine they're going to have another get. That's the chumra, to make sure she has another get before she marries someone else. Comes the Torah's Gittin, and has a meridic diak from this Gemara. A meridic diak that might be a little questionable. That's what I want to talk about. Torah's Gittin says that, why is it that the Gemara only asks from Lishma and Mechubar? The Gemara answers in different ways, right? The Rabban and the Raisa. Now it says that Milsad Lesa the Kedushin Kotani, but Isa the Kedushin Lo Kotani. Why don't the Gemara ask that there's another comparison between Gedishin and Shtar Shifra? What is that? That's Tli Gitach Me'al Gabi Karka. Tli Gitach Me'al Gabi Karka. Let's say the man, the husband, doesn't want to give the get to his wife. He'll throw it on the floor, and he says, you know, take it from the floor, fetch it from the floor. So we know that Tli Gitach Me'al Gabi Karka is possible by Gittin. How do we know that? That's a Mishnah in the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Daf Ayin Ches. I don't know if I find a chess in Perek HaZorik. Beautiful Perek. Beautiful Perek. Every Perek in Gittin is beautiful. I think we've even read this Mishnah together this week. The Mishnah says on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, Omer lo kinsi shtar chov zeh, o shemitza oso me'achorav. Let's say he tells her, take this shtar chov. He doesn't identify it as a get. So he gives it to her, b'toras Shtarchov, it doesn't, there's no gerishin. He didn't say, this is your gerishin. Or she found it, you know, hanging out of his back pocket. Right? If she reads it and she sees that it's her get, doesn't work. He has to tell her, this is your get. Let's say she's sleeping. Neora, she wakes up. Korav arehu gita ino get. Atshe yomala hagitach. So, frak the Gemara, ki amar lo hagitach mayhavi, havaletli gitach me'al gabi karka. Even if he says hagitach, meaning she took the get, kinsi vashtachov zei, gave it to her. So the original Nesina was not l'shem gerishin. So even if he tells her hagitach later, how's that going to help? It's tligitach me'al gabi karka. There's no new Nesina. It's like he put it on the ground. It's like he put it on the ground and she picked it up. V'amar rava, tligitach me'al gabi karka, lo amar klub. Rava says that Tligitach Me'al Gabi Karka is possible. So it's up to Gemara. Ema Shosholfasu Me'achorav. Ema Shosholfasu Me'achorav. She took it out of his back. I Shosholfasu Nami Habi'ina V'nasim B'yod Avaleka. It's not Me'al Gabi Karka, but it is Me'al. It's the same as Me'al Gabi Karka. Because there was no Nesina, he didn't give it to her. Lotzicha the arak lacharze v'shalfasim. Says the Gemara, no, we're talking about that he stuck out his side, stuck out his pocket or whatever towards her. That's like a nesina, and she took it from him. So it's not just her maisa lekicha. There's a maisa nesina too, even if he doesn't place it into her hand. But as long as arak lacharze, as long as he pushes it out to her, that's called a nesina. That's called a nesina. Says the Gemara. But it's clear from the Gemara in Ches that Kli Gitach Me'al Gabi Karka, if a mamish would be Me'al Gabi Karka, that certainly would be possible. Even less than that, it's possible, as we said. There has to be some kind of a positive action on the part of the Baal to give it to her. So, Frek the Torah's Gittin, Kli Gitach Me'al Gabi Karka is possible by Gerishim. But he says, by Shtar Shichur, there's no reason to say that it's possible. It should be kosher. Kli Gitach Me'al Gabi Karka should be kosher by Shtar Shichur. Kli Gitach Me'al Gabi Karka should be kosher by Shtar Shichur. Why should it be kosher? So he says, well, first of all, don't ask me why. I'll bring you a Rambam. I'll bring you a Rambam that seems to say this beferish. Because I'll bring you a Raya. Rambam Menuchas Avodim. The Rambam Menuchas Avodim in Perek Vav lists off the comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shichur. And he leaves this out. Hilchos Avodim. Here is Hilchos Avodim. Oh, here we are. Can you? You're on Perek Vav. The applies both to get and tishtar shechur. Uksherim be'ed akum. That's a misprint. It should be eid kusi. Right? The Frankel fixes that up. It doesn't make any sense. The psulim ba'arkos shall akum. That's better, right? There's less of a chashash b'shara. So the kosher be'ed akum was not arkos. It means eid kusi. Utzuichin ksiba l'shem ha'mashachar atzmo. You need l'shma. Ve'ein nechtav m'chuber. M'chuber is pasul. Ve'ein chos v'neidem el'azeb b'fnei zeh. And then echad gitinash echad shechurei avadim shavu l'molach u'lemevi. It's interesting how he has such a lashon. But okay, these are the comparisons. Zok the Torah is gitin. What happened to tli gitach me'al gabi karka? Says it's clear the Rambam holds that tli gitach me'al gabi karka is not a comparison. Must be tli gitach me'al gabi karka is kosher by shtar shechur. It's kosher by shtar shechur. It's kosher by shtar shechur. And says the Torah is given, and I'll bring you a raya from Agamara. The raya from Agamara is that the maskana of the Gemara is that kiktani milsa the lesser bekedushin milsa the iser bekedushin lo katani. Any psul that's lesser bekedushin, the comparisons between gedishin and shtar shechur are comparisons that are unique to gedishin and shtar shechur, but don't apply to kedushin. Right? Don't apply to kedushin. So he says, Tli kidu shayach me'al gabe karka. The Beis Shmuel says it's kosher. Tli kidu shayach me'al gabe karka is kosher. So if Tli kidu shayach me'al gabe karka is kosher, then if Tli shichrurech me'al gabe karka would be possible, so then the Gemara should have mentioned that. If Tli gitech me'al gabe karka is another case where we can compare Gadisha to Shnar Shech, where there's a psul by both, and we know that that psul doesn't apply to kiddushin because pli kiddushayach me'al gabe karka, the Beis Shmuel says is kosher. Then why is it not mentioned in the Gemara? So Taras Gittin says, you see clearly that pli gitach me'al gabe karka must be kosher by shtar shechur. It's not another comparison because it's kosher by kiddushin also. So if it's kosher by kiddushin, then if it's possible by shtar shechur, it should have been mentioned in the Gemara. So it must be the reason why it's not mentioned in the Gemara is because it's not a comparison, because Tli Gitech or Tli Shechrurech Me'al Gabe Karka is Taka Kosher. Which Beis Shmuel is he quoting? He says, Beis Shmuel in Simen Chav Zayin Sivkot and Gimel. Right, what's the Beis Shmuel talking about over there? Kesef Kedushin. The emphasis is the Beis Shmuel doesn't say that it's Kosher. He quotes someone who holds it to Suffolk. But you look in the Pesach Tshuva, the Pesach Tshuva quotes a lot of Achronim who say, it's Taka Kosher. It's Kosher. Tli Kiddushar Me'al Gabe Karka is Kosher. Meaning, if the husband puts the Kesef on the floor, not a great way to start the marriage, but if a husband puts the Kesef on the floor and says, Harei Amakadoshesli, pick up the Kesef, it would be nicer to hand it to her. But okay, if he did that, let's say it's on the floor. You know, he's late to say that. Whatever. Forget the drama. Okay, it's not, you know, there's no drama I could give you that's gonna make sense. Why would he do that? Be a mensch and give it to her in the hand. But okay, right? But if he did it, so many achronim hold that it's kosher. He gave the kesef kedushin to her. Well, he has to give it to her in her hand. As long as he gave the kesef kedushin to her, that's fine. This is up to Torah's gin. It must be that please shechurayat me'agabe karka is also kosher, because if it will be possible, then we don't understand. I understand if it's possible, then it should have been mentioned in the Gemara because it's something unique to get Ishan Shtar Shechur, which doesn't apply to Kiddushin. Okay? This is the Taras Gittin's Raya. Very famous Raya of Taras Gittin. It's fraught with difficulty, but let's just get what he says, Klar. Will, I see that you don't have it, Klar, yet.
The people that the Pesach Tshuva was quoting, the Achron that he was quoting, they were all talking about Kiddushin Kesef, or some of them were...
They're talking about Kiddushin Kesef. Some, yeah, they're all talking about Kiddushin Kesef.
Even there was only a suffix?
Yes.
Okay.
Why do you think it's only a suffix?
I'm just asking.
Why do you think it's only a suffix?
More later?
No, we'll get to it later. Okay, remind me at the end. I hope we'll get to it. I hope I'm going to remember. I don't want to confuse you now, but I'll try to get back to it. There could be a very good reason. Can someone think of a reason why it's a suffix? where the Kli Kiddush. Not so much where it's learned out from, but what it's compared to. Whether it's compared to something else, in my alluding to. Is Kesef Kiddushin the only way to do Kaddish Nishan? What's another way? And Ishtar Kiddushin. I'm sort of spilling the beans, so like, let's wait. Okay? You see where I'm going. But that's the Rai of the Torah's Kiddush. He says, don't ask me, I gave you a Beis Shmuel. Daniel's smiling. Don't smile so fast, Daniel. There's a lot of water under this bridge. Yes, Tano.
If we learn that Tzidika Me'agavi Karka is possible because of the Pasuk Menasan, so even if he has a Rai from Markamar, what does he do with the Pasuk by Shtar Shechar Benita Ma?
Okay. It sounds like you need a Messina. Does Nitanla sound like you need a mice in Messina? Maybe it just means it's given to her. Nitan is a passive lashon, given to her, not v'nasa. So who says you need a mice in Messina? The Torah's Gittin adds another point. Now, we don't read so much Torah's Gittin, and this was a long piece in Torah's Gittin. I was debating, it took me a while, back and forth, how much to give you. But I decided to go for it, because it was just an opportunity. It's an opportunity. No, it's Kedai. It's Kedai to try to get through a good Torah's Gittin. It's a very famous Torah's Gittin. The Torah's Gittin says, you know, not only do I think that Kli Gittach Me'al Gabi Karka is kosher by Shtar Shechar, but I'll tell you there's a nafkamina. Nafkamina between Shtar Shechar and Gerisha because of this reality. Because Kli Gittach Me'al Gabi Karka is only possible by Gerisha, not by Shtar Shechar, there's another nafkamina. What's that nafkamina? That the klal of L'chazu Shlichas Eitzel Habal, this concept that we'll see that applies to Gerisha, does not apply to Shtar Shechar. What's he talking about? So it's a Gemara in the second parak. I think we've had this also in passing. Right? The Mishnah Chav Gimel Amidei says, Ha'isha Atzma Mevias Gita Vachi Tzricha Lom Mepanit Mepaninachem. A woman can also bring her get, right? She comes from Medina Sayam. She can bring her get. She has to say b'fana b'fana, as opposed to the Baal. Right? The Baal himself, Baal Shevi Gito, doesn't say b'fana, as we have on the Gemara Daf Hei, but the woman does say b'fana. So the Gemara has a big back and forth over here on Daf Chav Dalid, trying to figure out what's the case that she's bringing her get. Once the husband gave her the get, she's already Megureshes. It's over. She doesn't need. We don't need it to say b'fana because the whole thing happened back in Medina Sayam. So one possibility the Gemara suggests, Gemara says, Elo Amar Rafuna Bamanoch Meshbed Rav Acha Bred Rav Ika, the Amar Lakimotis Hosam Asnache Aara Vishakla. One suggestion that the Amoraim have is that maybe the husband tells the woman, bring it to Eretz Yisrael, bring it to the Bez, then put it on the ground, and then pick it up from the ground. Okay, so that's why she's not going to be divorced. She finishes the shlichus when she puts it down, and now she has to pick it up. So that's why she's not going to be divorced until she picks it up. And comes the Gemara and says that she has to say b'fonai. When she puts it down, she says b'fonai, and then she'll pick it up from the ground. So ihachi frek the Gemara havelei kli gitur me'agabe karka v'amarava kli gitur me'agabe karka lo amar klum. But that doesn't work because that's kli gitur me'agabe karka, says the Gemara. So answers the Gemara. No, another case, a different case. We'll tweak it a little bit. Ela d'amar la havi shliach lo locha d'matis hasam v'chimatis hasam havi shliach lekabala v'kabli yes gitur. It's not that she's going to put it on the floor, but be a shliach locha till you get there. And then you'll be transformed into a shliach l'kabbalah, and you'll be makabal again. So there's no tligitach me'agabe karka; it should be perfectly kosher. So to that, the Gemara says, no, v'halochozer shliach seitzel abal. The problem of l'chozer shliach seitzel abal. L'chozer shliach seitzel abal. What does that mean? So Rashi says, v'halochozer shliach seitzel abal. Shliach l'mikri ela mishtaleach mizel azeh shiroi lachzor yitzel sholcho v'lomar asisi shlichuscha. Shlichus, the person can only be a shliach if he can go back to the mishalech and say, I did your shlichus. I did the shlichus. V'zu eine ru'i alasar shari lo nishtalcha elo la'atzma. V'achach nasi si balamaisa u'batla shlichus kodem shetatzma. this woman is going to turn into the Isha, right? She's going to turn into the Shliach LeKabbalah. So she's not going to have the opportunity to go back. There isn't a split second that she'll have the opportunity to go back to the Baal and say, Asisi Shlichuscha, I did your Shlichus. Because she becomes the Baal HaMaisa. Right? If she's not the Baal HaMaisa, right? If the Shliach HaOlacha gives the get to the Shliach LeKabbalah, so then he was the Shliach LeOlacha until he gave it to the Shliach LeKabbalah. And now he can go back. He's the Shliach LeOlacha. He will always be the Shliach HaOlacha in this Gerushin. Right? He can go back to the Baal and say, I did it. I finished the job. But here, if the Shliach HaOlacha, if the woman who's the Shliach HaOlacha turns into a Shliach Kabbalah, she can't go back to the Baal. She can't go back to the Baal to say, I did your Shlichus. That's L'chozer Shlichus Eitzel HaBaal. That's not called the Shlichus, says the Gemara. So that's the problem. That'll be the problem. So that couldn't be the possibility. That the husband says, be a Shliach HaOlacha until you get to the Bez and then be a Shliach HaKabbalah. Can't be. So Gemara offers one final answer. What is that? Gemara says not that she'll be the Shliach LeKabbalah, she should make a Shliach LeKabbalah, make her own Shliach, and she'll give it to her Shliach. So if she gives it to the Shliach, she's a Shliach HaLacha. This Chazer Shliach HaSeitz LaBa, because she was the Shliach HaLacha. The Shliach LeKabbalah was someone else. So therefore, there's a full Gerushin and everything is going to be fine. Okay, the Gemara asks a kasha on that too, but that's as far as we're going to go. Talk to Torah's Gittin. What's the psul of l'chazer shlichos eitzel habaal? What does that mean? Can't go back. What kind of a strange notion is this? The shlich halacha can't go back to the baal to say that I did the shlichos. He says the psul is really one of kli gittin me'agav v'karka. The din that you need chazer shlichos eitzel habaal is because if it's lo chazer shlichos eitzel habaal, if you can't go back to the baal, that's kli gittin me'agav v'karka. It's tantamount to kli gittin me'agav v'karka, he says. The Gemara before was talking about a case of real tli gitach me'agav v'karka. You put it on the ground, then you pick it up. Comes the Gemara and says, well, if the other option is what? Not to put it on the ground, but rather to be a shliach halacha until you get there. And then when you get there, then you turn into a shliach l'kabbalah. That's lo chozer shlichus eitzel habaal. If it's not chozer to the baal, so what does that basically mean? It means that there's no nesina. It means there's no nesina. So that's like tli gitach me'agav v'karka. That should be possible. Meaning the Gemara was talking about a real tli gitach me'agav v'karka. Now the Gemara is saying, no, there's something else that is like tli gitach me'agav v'karka. It still is going to be a problem. It still shouldn't be kashim. So for that, the Gemara has to answer, no, it's that he made her a shliach halacha till she gets there, and then she'll appoint the shliach l'kabbalah. Zok the Torah's Gittin, if l'chaz shlichus eitzel habaal is a psul of tli gitach me'agav v'karka, so it'll apply only to get Isha. It's not going to apply to Shtar Shichra. Because by Shtar Shichra, Tli Gitach Me'agav V'Karka is kosher. So it'll turn up by Shtar Shichra if the Adon makes the Eved into a Shliach to bring the Shtar Shichra, he could tell him, you have to, the Bezdin, you'll say B'fanim B'fanim Nechtam, and you'll turn into the Shliach Kabbalah. That's fine. It's L'chaz Reitzel Habal. No problem, because if the psul is only tligitach me'agav v'karka, there's no problem with tligitach me'agav v'karka by Shtar Shichra. That's what the Torah's Gittin wants to suggest. This edition of the Torah's Gittin is mamish tam bucha chirua. It's tam bucha chirua, because the poshe pshat in the Gemara is that l'chaz l'shlichas eitzel habaal has nothing to do with tligitach me'agav v'karka. It's a different line of the Gemara. The poshe pshat is that psul is different, that the shliach has to be chozer eitzel habaal because you can't have one person serving as two roles in this maaseh gerushin. You can't have the baal being the isha. You can't have the shliach halacha being the shliach l'kabbalah together. They can't. One person can't serve two roles. That's what the Gemara means. It's not a kli gitach me'agav v'karka isha. But that's what the Torah's Gittin wants to suggest. Yechiel.
Why is the first thing from this last part in there? Whether or not it's true.
That's actually how he begins. That's really what he's talking about. You see, for us, Sugya, I presented it backwards, but that's not how the Torah's Gittin flows. So I'm just pointing out that the beginning of the statement of the Torah's Gittin, you can't really understand the end without the beginning. But his ikar is not even our Sugya. Our Sugya is just a riot to his Yisod. His Yisod is, Tli Yitach Me'agav V'Karka is kosher by Shtar Shichra. Right? But he brings a raya. He says that the nafkamina would be if by tashirat legita mealga bekarka is kosher, so that even if the shlichas is not chozer etzel abal, that also would be kosher by tashirat. So that I'm not sure is true. I'm not sure it's true because who says that has anything to do with legita mealga bekarka? But that's an important point, but not the ikar of what we're here for from the Torah's getting. Yes.
Yeah. How is this like starting the shliach malacha and then turning it to the shliach kabbalah? Not like lack and seem.
Not a what?
Like, how is that lack and seem? Because I thought this what Torah's getting is saying is that therefore it's like telling the regard. It's like how is that even like a connection to?
He's saying he's right, it's not a Nesina. Yeah, but that's not what Rashi says.
No, I'm saying how is it non-Nesina?
How is it non-Nesina? Did you see? I mean, if you take a pen from your right pocket and put it...
I'm saying when she turns it to the
Shliach HaKabbalah?
How does that Shliach HaKabbalah thing make it that?
Make it not a Nesina?
Yeah.
Because it's like taking it from one pocket to the other. It's the same woman. She was a Shliach HaKabbalah, now she's a Shliach HaKabbalah. So what happened? Did she move the get? She doesn't. She has it in her valise. Did she move the get? Did she give it to anyone? No. It was by her before. It's by her afterwards. So you could say there's no Nesina there at all. That's what you could say. That's not how Rashi explains the psul. Rashi explains the psul that the same person can't serve two roles in the act. Right? The same person can't serve two roles in the play. You need different people serving the different roles. This is the yisod of the Torah's Gittin. The Torah's Gittin wants to say that Kli Gittach Me'al Gabe Karka is kosher by Shtar Shechur, and the Ikar Raya that he has is from Agamar, because if it were possible by Shtar Shechur, then it would be similar to Gerisha, and since Kli Kiddushayach Me'al Gabe Karka is kosher by Kiddushin, then the Gemara should have mentioned it. Okay, that's the basic structure. But now what's the svar? Why should I distinguish between Gerisha and Shtar Shechur according to the Torah's Gittin? So he doesn't flesh it out in the Torah's Gittin, but in the Nesivos, written by the same person, right? Rav Yaakov Melissa was a very prolific author. So he wrote the Nesivos and the Makor Chaim and the Torah's Gittin and a lot of other stuff. So in the Nesivos, he says, well, it's obvious what the Svar is. What's the Svar? He says, the Mol Be'eved Talisha Chorayach Me'agabe Karkav after Iskos Shle'isha, look, he knows the Kasha, Lola Me'isha, we compare Shtar Shecha to Gerisha, so if Kli Gittach Me'al Gabe Karka is possible by Gerisha, should be possible by Shtar Shechur too. He says, no, but Hainu B'guf K'siva Sashtar She'e L'shmo B'toluj Al B'nesina Sashtar Dami L'shtar Kenyan Sadeh Kem D'yochol Liknos Atzma Afilu B'Kenyan Chalipin Ayin Gittin L'Mites. Dr. Nesivos, the only comparison we make between Gerisha and Shtar Shechur is a halacha that relates to the Guf K'siva Sashtar, to the Chefza Shel Shtar L'shmo, M'chubah. These are comparisons. That's the Lola Me'isha. But a halacha that relates to the Nesina, v'nasan b'yadon, for that, there's no comparison. Why? You gotta understand the longness of a Shtar Shechur, he says. Shtar Shechur is not the same as a get. Shtar Shechur is a Shtar Kenyan, he says. You're being makna the Eved to himself. Gerisha is not a Kenyan. You're not being makna the Isha to herself. She's not konoi labaila. Okay, you know, he does a maisa Kenyan in Kiddusha Kesef, but what does that mean? It's a Kenyan Isser. He's changing her status vis-a-vis Issa, but she's not his momin. She doesn't belong to him. So Gerisha's not a Shtar Kenyan. Not a Shtar Kenyan. So then I understand that maybe you need a Nesina. The Nasan Be'odah means that you need a Nesina, but Shtar Shechur is like a Kenyan Soda. It's like a Kenyan Soda. It's not like Gerisha. So it's like a Kenyan Soda. So what's the problem of Kli Gittach Me'al Gabe Karka by Shtar Shechur? There's no comparison to Gerisha. The whole din of Kli Gittach Me'al Gabe Karka is learned from Venas and Be'odah, but we're not going to learn Lo Shtar Shechur from Gerisha, from Venas and Be'odah. We only learn from Isha L'Gabe Guf Ashtar, K'sivas Guf Ashtar, like the Psol Lishma and the Psol Mechubar. But we're not going to learn Dine Nesina, he says. We're not going to learn Dine Nesina. He says, "Ayin gitten lametes shokel kumte shodaba domi lekinyan sada." What's he talking about? It's a straight Torah. He says, "B'chein kasa Rambam." Okay, so the Rambam we saw, but what's this shokel kumta? What's he talking about? Shokel kumta. I'm curious to see what the Nesivos' raya is, right? I mean, we're gonna have to deal with each one of these rayas. If we can find someone who argues with the Nesivos who says that you do compare Shtar Shechur to get Isha vis-a-vis Nesina. You know, if we can think of someone like that, we'll see. Maybe you know of some. I hope you do at this point. Right, but obviously we're going to have to answer all the rayas that the Nesivos has. So what's this raya from Shakal Kumta? What does he mean? What does he mean by this? So this is another Gemara. Problem is, you got to know a lot of Gemaras to really get this Nesivos klar. This Gemara also, just to give the Rashi Prokin, the Gemara quotes Rav Shimon Shita on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis that an Eved Kanani can only be Meshuchar through a Shtar. That happens to be his Shita. We don't pass in that way, but that's his Shita. Then there's a whole back and forth in the Gemara. Is Halachat Rav Shimon? Is Ein Halachat Rav Shimon? Do we pass on him? Do we not pass on him? I bow back and forth. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a Raya. Bring you a Raya. There was a story that happened. There was an Oma Ivriya. I'm sorry, there was a Shifcha Knaias. Hahi Amsa Dahava Mora Shchivmira. There was a Shifcha Knaias and an Oma whose master was a Shchivmira. He was about to die. So Asya Bachya Kamei, she cried in front of him, Omrele Ad Emas Tishtabed Betezel Hahi Itza. How long is that woman, meaning herself, how long is that woman going to be Meshubedas? How long is that woman still going to be Meshubedas? You're going to die. The Arshim are not going to free me. How long am I going to be with Shabbatis? Isn't it? Shouldn't I be free? She was a good Amma. He felt bad. She was a good Amma. So Shokal Kumta, he took his hat, Shadaba, and he threw it at her. Amar la, zil kniha u kni nafsha. He said, you be kona this, be kona the hat, and be kona yourself with that hat. What kind of a shikha was that? What kind of a kinyan is that? Chalipin. It's like a kinyan sudar. Right, he gave her his hat. He said, "Kni ha ukni ukni nafsha." So also look how he did Rav Nachman. Amalahu lo asav lo kulum. Rav Nachman says it was gunsh. It didn't work. He tried to do a kini chalipin to be meshacher his eved. Rav Nachman said it doesn't work. So Zokta Gemara, man the chazes savim mishum da halacha k Rav Shimon. Someone who saw this psak would think Rav Nachman paskins like whom? Like Rav Shimon, that the only way to be Meshach the Eved is to a Shtar. He tried to use Khalifa. Khalifa doesn't work. Talk to Gemara, no, but that's not true. It's not necessarily true. Maybe Rav Shimon's wrong. Maybe Khalifa would have worked. Velohi el mishum dahava le Caliph shal makne. Maybe Khalifa and Taka would have worked. But Khalifa only works but Caliph shal kone. The question is, who gives to whom? Right? We talk a paskin that it's Caliph shal kone. That the kone gives the kli to the makne, and the makne is makne back. Right? It's like a two-way street. It's not that the machne gives the kli and he's machne. Kni ha u kni nafshach. No, the kona gives to the machne the kli. Machne picks it up and he gives it back, actually. Right? The halach in chalipin is that you just, it's kni amanas lahaknos. You're acquiring only to be machne. And you're not toe-faced. You don't keep the object. A chosin, the chosin's fish. There's a Kabbalah's Kenyan. He's mechayev. You know, all of the achrayas of the ksuba. So what happens? The edim or the masada kedushin gives a pen to the chosin representing the kala, right? The kala is the kona. So representing the kala, they give a pen to the pen or handkerchief, whatever yarmulke to the chosin. Chosin picks it up and he gives it right back, right? But it's kalev shel kona. Then the chosin is makna. So Zokta Gemara, that was the problem. Not that Khalifin can't work for Shechar Eved, maybe Khalifin can't work for Shechar Eved, but it's got to be Kalev Shal Kona, it can't be Kalev Shal Makna. It's got to be Kalev Shal Kona, it can't be Kalev Shal Makna. Says the Nesivos, what kind of kinyan Khalifin is this? What is this? Khalifin works to be Meshachar and Eved? Why should Khalifin work? Khalifin Mestama works because it's a kinyan. Shechar Avodim is all about a kinyan. So that's why a kinyan chalifa can work. If shichra avadim were not about a kinyan, how could chalifa work bichlal? How could chalifa work bichlal? How does chalifa work? That's what he's trying to figure out, right? If it's a kinyan, the ikur of shikhr must be a kinyan. So when you give the shtar shikhr is working out a shtar kinyan. It's working out a shtar kinyan. If chalifin works mitzad kinyan, so then shtar shikhr also should work mitzad a shtar kinyan. So it works mitzad a shtar kinyan. What do you need a sina for? Shtar kinyan doesn't have to have an asina, right? Kli gita me'al gabe karka works by a shtar matana. So why shouldn't Ligita Miyaka Vikaka work by Shtar Shefer too? That's the Raya of the Nesinus. It's a pretty shtaka Raya. That's a pretty shtaka Raya. Pretty shtaka Raya. What do you think? Do you hear the Raya? The fact that the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes seems to say that Chalitin works by Shechur of an Eved Kenani, it sounds like Shechur Eved Kenani is all about Kenyan. So it's all about Kenyan, so then Shtar Shechur should also be a Shtar Kenyan. So why should you need Nesina there? Pligitach Me'al Gabe Kaga should work, just like by a Shtar Matana, there's no reason to say Pligitach Me'al Gabe Kaga shouldn't work. Chaim Moshe Gruzinsky and his Achiezer Taka asked this kashim on the Ktzos HaChoshim. We know the Ktzos HaChoshim is the Mara D'Shmaitza, who says that you need Nesina by Shtar Shechur. So if you need, that's the Ktzos in Siman Reish. So if you need Nesina by Shtar Shechur, what do you do with this Gemara? It's Mama Shapella, what do you do with the Gemara? So he wants to suggest that maybe there really is no Raya from the Gemara. Because Chalifin is a very unique type of kinyan. You're not really acquiring the Suda. Is a rule that itofas lo mitfis. If you held on to the sudar, it doesn't work. You have to give it back. So chalipin itself is just like an expression of the das of the individual. It's not really a kinyan in the classical sense. You're not being kone the sudar. You're not really being kone the sudar. You're just doing a symbolic gesture. So you can't bring a raya from chalipin that Shechur Eved is about acquiring something. He has to acquire the Chalit. He has to acquire the Sudi. He has to acquire the Shtar. No, it's not about acquiring anything. It's just an expression. Chalit is just an expression of the Das that he wants to be Meshachar in. So because you're not actually acquiring anything in the Chalit, there's no Raya that Shechur is all about Kenyan. So if it's not all about Kenyan, then there's no Raya that Shtar Shechur is about Kenyan. Shtar Shechur might be Dumya de Gerisha. It's not a Kenya Dikadin. It's an Asina Dikadin. Maybe Tligitach Me'aga Vekaka Taka would be possible by Shtar Shechur. Chalipin is not a regular Kenya. You're not being Kone the Sudar. You're just taking the Sudar. Right? You're taking the Sudar, picking it up, giving it back. It's a Maisa. It's a Maisa that demonstrates Das, but it's not a real Kenya in the classical sense. So you can't say that Shechur Eved is a Din Kenyan. Maybe Taka it's a Din Asina. That's what he wants to suggest. This is the Nesivis. The Nesivis brings his rayas from Agamara, from Kumta, that he holds the Shtar Shechur is not about Nesina. That the only comparison, Lolo Me'isha, that we have is regarding the Gufa Shtar. The Gufa Shtar, Lishma, Mechuba, but not about the Nesina Sashtar. Not about the Nesina Sashtar. So the Ktzos argues with the Nesivis. Right? The Ktzos. The Ktzos says beferish that the Gita Me'agabe Karka is possible by Shtar Shechur. Not just by Eved, not just by Isha, but by Shtar Shechur as well. But his comment is sort of in the backdrop of something else. Let's read it. This is on page 3. Ktzos in Simon Kuf Chav Hei, in Sukkot and Dal. The Ktzos quotes a Tosfos. Tosis on Daf Yud-Gimel. These are all Rishonim that are talking about the sugas we've seen so many times already. Right? The Mishnah on Daf Yud-Gimel Lamed Aleph says what? Ha'omet tenget tel ishti shtashe chazela avdi ratzal... Sorry. Not ratzal asa v'shneim, but umeis. Right? Ha'omet tenget tel ishti shtashe chazela avdi. Where is it? Umeis. Lo yitnu la'achamisa. Right? We don't give it la'achamisa. So what happened? Did he give it to the Shliach? Did he not give it to the Shliach? So Rashi says here on Daf Yud Gimel, remember Rashi, Kodem Chazar, Acha Chazar, Rashi says we're not Goreis Tain. Because Tain would be Kishchi, he didn't give it. Shlomosim liat Shliach B'chayiv, he didn't give it to the Shliach B'chayiv. And that's why everyone agrees that we're not going to give it L'Achamisa because nothing happened. Okay, that's what Rashi says. So Tosfos, the Ktzos quotes the Ktzos. We can look at it from the Ktzos himself. Ayin b'Ktzos is perakama degit. Der maschel ha'omer tnuget. V'zeh lashon. Igar sinan tengetze, asya kirabi meir. If we're goreis tengetze. Tengetze means what? Ten kizchi. So if tank is chi, then why by shtar shechur can't we give it lachamisa? The shliach was zochan behalf of the eved. So says Tosis, if Agor is tain and tain is keschi, then it must go all the way to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that shichra avadim is a chov, and if it's a chov, then he's not going to be zochan. Simple. It goes only all the way to Rabbi Meir. Inami says Tosfos, afilu k'rabbanan, maybe it goes even like the rabbanan. Ukagon she'en omoso miyad liyad elamareyu lo umetzav elitna v'hulo not lo ad achar misa. He says maybe it could go like the rabbanan. I but the rabbanan hold tain keschi. He says no. Maybe even if Bogore's tain gets that. But we're talking b'chai gavna that he didn't give it to him. He didn't give it miyad liyad yet. He didn't give it to him. So if he didn't give it to him, there's no zechiyah. Right, he's not zochah until he picks it up. So even the rabbanan who hold that shichur eved is his chos, still we're not going to give it lachamisa because he wasn't zochah. That's pshat number two of Tosfos. Pshat number three, final pshat. Inami says Tosfos not lo la'alter. Even if he took it, even if he picked up the get, right? Even if he took the shichur ha'omer tein shtar shichur zela avdi. Right, we'll go raise tein and tein is keschi and the shliach picked it up. Says Tosfos, maybe still I'll leave it to Rabbanan lo yitnu lachamisa. Why won't we give it lachamisa? Inami not lo la'alter afilu achi lo zocha ha'evin. Why? De lo nomar tein keschi ela k'shamosa l'shliach miyad liyad. Ayin shi. Tosfos has a big chiddush. Right? He says maybe even I'll leave it to Rabbanan who hold that it's a schus. Right? And tein is keschi. And he gave it to the middleman. He gave it to the shliach already. So isn't the evin meshuchah? Isn't he completely meshuchah? No. No, because tein keschi is only said if he gives it miyad liyad. If he says tein shtar shichus ala avdi, but he left it on the table, then tein is not keschi. So even though the rabbanon hold that it's a schus for the eved to be osel lecheres, but that's only if the adon wants to be mezakeh to the eved through the middleman. But if he doesn't want to be mezakeh, if we don't say that it's keschi, so then nothing happened yet. If we don't say that it's keschi, then nothing happened yet. Three possibilities according to Tosfos. Either it's like Rabbi Meir that it's not a schus, or it's like the Rabbanan and he didn't give it to the middleman, so he wasn't zocha, or it's like the Rabbanan, he gave it to the middleman, but even though he gave it to the middleman, it's not kizchi. It's not kizchi because that idea that we assume when he says tain, he means and wants it to be zocha, that's only if he's moser miyad liyad. To sum up the Tosfos on that, he says, lulei divrei Tosfos. It's not the Tosfos. I have a simpler pshat. Yeroa lanias dainty the avagav the number tank is chi afilu be'eno moser lo miyad liyad. Even if tank is chi could apply, despite the fact that he didn't give it miyad liyad, mikol makom kemedena moser lo ata lo motzi zochi le'evin. I can explain that it's going like the rabbanan, and we hold tank is chi. Right, and nevertheless, it's not going to work if he didn't give it miyad liyad. Why? Not because we don't say tein kizchi unless he gives it miyad liyad, but because if the adon didn't give it to the yad of the shliach, there's no nesina. So of course it's not going to work. The havelet ligitach miagabe karka, darmina perakazorek ligitach miagabe karka lo amar klum. Vim kain. Ilu amar le'eved atzmot ligitach miagabe karka. Lo havi mahani midi kevin debeina benasam biyada shiye misayev nesinaso. If the adam would say to the eved, take the shtar shechur, that wouldn't work because it's ligitach miagabe karka. Because you need a nesina, and why do you need a nesina? Zok tzos lechol mili the shechur iskish leget lola meisha, because we have a gzer shav of lola meisha. Im kein ha ever atsmo shnot lo miagabe karka lo amar klum im kein a reza shezoche bishvil ha ever kol she'eno not lo miyad harav havi lately gitach miagabe karka. So the tzos, if not the tzos, I have a simple pshat. The simple pshat is he didn't give it miyad liyad. And why does that not work? It's ligitach miagabe karka. Even if pain is kesri, doesn't matter. But there's no nesina over here. There's no nesina. The tzos holds stark by his shita. From Simon Reish, Siv Cotton Hay, that you need Nesina by Gerisha, you need Nesina by Shtar Shechur. And that's why Kosval Yisurei Ano works by Get. Bakarcha works by Get. Right? And the same by Shtar Shechur. You need a Nesina by Shtar Shechur. It's all about Nesina. So Tligitach Me'agabe Karka would not work by Shtar Shechur. to, interestingly enough, the Nesivis, we didn't finish the Nesivis, but if you go back one page to the Nesivis, we were just about finished, but we had a few more words. Nesivis says, Ayin Gittin Lamites, look at that Raya from Shakal Kumta, look at the Rambam, and he says, V'chemuch ha-betoz is begitin daf yud gimel, lo yitnu. What does he mean? This Raya. The third Pshat in Tosfos implies that the only problem with not being Moser, the Shtar Shechur Miyad Liyad, to the middleman, is a problem that it won't be Tankizchi. Forget about Tankizchi. Isn't it a problem that there's no Nesina? It's up to Nesivis. You see clearly from Tosfos that you don't need a Nesina by Shtar Shechur. You don't need a Nesina by Shtar Shechur. Tzligitach Me'agav Bekarka will be enough. The Tos says, if not for Tosfos, I would say the following. Zuck the Nesivis, forget about if not for Tosis. I'm a Tosis man. Look at Tosis. Tosis is a riot to me. Tosis is a riot to me because you see, if not for the fact that you can't say thank you, if you're not Mosim, you're out, everything would be fine. You don't need Nesina. Zuck the Tosis. Well, if not for Tosis, I would have said my own. Says the Nesivis, don't say you're wrong. Look at Tosis. Tosis is the biggest riot that by Shtar Shechur, Tligitach Me'aga Bekarka, would be kosher. Would be kosher. The big guns are really shooting today, right? We got the Nesivis on the one hand, Nesivis and Taras Gittin, who says there's a major split between Gedisha and Shtar Shechur. You have the Tzos, who says there is no major split. Well, Lola Meisha, we learn Shtar Shechur from Ged, you need Nesina for both. You need Nesina for both. Wow. Of course, we're going to have to answer the Nesivis is Raya from our Gemara, right? Leaving Kumta out. We have an answer for Kumta, but I'm more concerned about our Gemara. Our Gemara. Before we get to our Gemara, let's just add one more interesting Nekuda. According to the Nesivis, you can have a beer in a very interesting discussion that the Rishonim have right on our Sugya. Right on our Sugya. The Gemara talks about Mechubar, right? The psul of Mechubar. Mechubar by Gerisha, Mechubar by Shtar Shechur, right? What's the psul of Mechubar? What is the psul of Mechubar? What's the case? What's the case? Help me now. What's the case of Mechubar? Attached to the ground, and what?
Right,
and then you detach. Ah, so you're saying Mechubar is where it was attached b'shas ksiv, and then you detach it before you give it over, right? That's the Poshub Shah. Right, the cost of a nasa misha ena mechusar ela ksiva nesina. Yod says that she mechusar ksiva ktitzu nesina. Right, but can you think of another case of mechuba? Mechuba lakaka, get isha with mechuba lakaka.
Give it attached.
Give it attached. Right. Let's say you write the get on a leaf of a tree or something, and you mark her the tree. You give her the tree. You give her the chutzin. You give her the chutzin. The truth is, by get, both are possible. Both are possible. Both are possible. Not just if you're kotzeit, but even if you give it a mechubar, it's also going to be possible. Even if you give it a mechubar, it's going to be possible. Yeah. Even if you give it a mechubar, it's possible. What's the din by Shtar Shechur? What's the psul of mechubar by Shtar Shechur? So Rashi only quotes one example. Which example does Rashi quote? The case that you gave. Mechusik Tzitzah. That's Rashi on Testament base. Comes the Rashba, and he adds the other case. He says, well, you forgot another case. Rashi Ba, at the end of the Ramaskal Ki, Rashi Ba says, like this, The Rashba points out there in the second perek that even if you give her the mechuba lekarka, that's also possible. The Rashba I read to you was on Tesla base, but he refers to what he writes on the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Kosim and Mechubal Karka is there on Chafala from the base. So he writes at the end of it, Va'achaka Chatoni, the Kosval and Mechubal Karka, Avbi Shalokot, that's El Shinosan Lesa Karka Postal. Okay, for some reason I wasn't able to find that. What does it say?
He says Rashi says that?
The Rashba says he himself refers to it later, but the Mishnah. Ain't close to mechubla karka. Close to mechubla tolsha v'chosma v'nosla kosha. Yeah. Where does it say that nosan loisa karka is possum? Even nosan loisa karka is also possum. I have to find it. But it's mefurish like that. So comes the Rashba and says it. That's true by Gerisha that nosan loisa karka is also possum. So too by shtar shicha. It should be possum. What's the difference? Both psulim of mechubla apply. That's how the Rashba learns. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi talks about the kosav anasa mechusa ktitza. He doesn't talk about mechuber being possible by shtar shichur if you nosen lo es hakarka. Nosen lo es hakarka. Rashi doesn't mention nosen lo es hakarka itself. And the Rambam also doesn't mention it. It's not just Rashi. You could say Rashi is just explaining simply, it's not getting involved. The Rambam is giving us halacha. He's telling us what the halacha is on. So when he talks about the comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shichros, he mentions Mechuber. He says there in Hilchas Avodah in Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, B'Gerisha hu omer b'kosav v'nasan, m'she'enu mechusar ala nesina, yotza ha'kosav v'mechuber, v'achakach kotza, chari mechusar k'tzitza nesina. U'b'get shichr hu omer, nitan la, shlo yeh mechusar ala nesina. He only mentions that case. The Rashi makes a big deal of the fact that there are two dinim of mechuber. There's a dinim of mechuber of mechusa ktitza, but there's also a dinim of mechuber if you give the mechuber the karka to her. That's also a problem of mechuber. Why didn't Rashi and the Rambam mention that by shtar shichur? The impression you get is that Rashi and the Rambam hold that psul of mechuber might not apply to shtar shichur. Maybe that doesn't apply to shtar shichur. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in his Shari Chaim, Sefer on Kiddushin in Siman Dalet, he wants to suggest that maybe Rashi and the Rambam understand the psul of Mechubar a little bit differently than the Rashba. Notice, what's the lashon of the Rashba? The Rashba says Mechubar is possible. Why? Why is it possible if you give Mechubar l'karka? Not that you're kotitz it. If you're kotitz it, it's because the cost of anosan, Mishaena Mechusar elaksiva ktitza. Mishaena Mechusar elaksiva nasim. Yotzezesha Mechusar ktitza. If you got to cut it in the middle, it's not because of anosan. Why is it possible if you give her the mechubal karka? So zok the Rashba, because it says v'nosan biyada, dover hanitan miyad liyad. Right, that's the Rashba that tests on the base. Dover hanitan miyad liyad. Kosva al mechubim and nasan lesa karka pasul. The chsiv and nasan dover hanitan miyad liyad. It has to be something that can be given miyad liyad. That's what v'nasan means. V'nasan doesn't mean that you write the shtar on the karka and you just give it the karka. That's not nitan miyad liyad. So v'nasan has to be a dover hanitan miyad liyad. So that's why kosvo al mechubim, you give it the mechubim, that's going to be possible by Gedisha. And says the Rashba, it's going to be possible by shtar shechor as well. Why do Rashi and the Rambam not write like that? Rashi and the Rambam say that if you give the mechubah to the Eved, you write the shtar shechor on the mechubah and you give it to the Eved, that's going to be kosher. Why? So he wants to suggest, this is in the Shari Chaim, Chaim Shulevitz wants to suggest that maybe they learn like the Ritva. The Ritva on the Chaf Aleph Amid Beis explains the psul of get that's written on mechubah lakarka, not like the Rashba. Why is it possible if you write a get on mechubah lakarka and you give her the karka itself? Give her the karka itself. Why? Why? Zokta Ritva. What does the Ritva say? On the chafala from the base. What says? Second, please. Where is the Ritva? The maschel, the end of the maschel, ain. So it's before. Oh, here it is. Elahocha taima mishim deboy lekiyume kroke pashte. You have to be mekayim the pshuto shemlecha. There's an inyan to be mekayim the pshuto shemlecha. Dechse v'nasan biyada. I efshar ela betalush. It says v'nasan biyada. You can't put ground into someone's hand. Dr. Ritva, that's the problem of giving the woman mechuber. If you write the get on ground, on the tree, on something mechuber lakarka, and you just give her, you makne her, the mechuber lakarka, that's not the pshuto shemikra. You're not makayim the pshuto shemikra. It's not that be'inon dover hanita miyab liyad, but rather there's an inyan to be mekayim the pshuto shemikra v'nasan biyada. V'nasan biyada. Chaim Shmulevitz wanted to say there's a fundamental machlokas between the Rashba and the Ritva here. What's the problem of being megarish a woman with a get that's written on mechubah lakarka that you give her the karka? Is it a din in the cheftza? That v'nasan biyada is teaching me a halacha in the chevtza shall get, it has to be a dover hanitan miyad liyad? Or no, is it a din in the maisa nesina? That there has to be a maisa nesina. V'nasan biyada, you have to be able to be mekayim pshuto shemikra, there has to be a maisa nesina. And you can't have a maisa nesina in karka. Is it the pshat that there's some problem with the chevtza, that the Torah tells me it has to be a dover anita miyad liyad, something that can be movable, that can move from hand to hand? Is that din in the chevtza of the get, din in the chevtza of the shtar? Or no, it's a din in the mais and asina. It's a din in the mais and asina. Rashi and the Rambam learn that it's a din in the mais and asina. And because it's a din in the mais and asina, that might apply to Gerisha, because Gerisha requires a mais and asina. But if Shtar Shechor doesn't need a Mais and a Sina, so then there's no problem. There's no problem. There's no need to be Mekayim the Pshuto Shemikra in Shtar Shechor, because Shtar Shechor doesn't require an Asina. If you learn like the Rashba, that V'nasan tells me, Dover Hanitam Miyad Liyad, that the Chefza of the Get has to be movable, you have to be able to give it from one hand to the other. So any Halacha related to the Chefza Shel Shtar, we do learn Shtar Shechor from Gerisha. So then Shtar Shechor should be exactly the same. It has to be movable. But if it's a din in the Sina, then you can't be megarish with mechubah lakarka, even without ketitza. You can't be megarish with mechubah lakarka because it's missing in the Nesina. you're not mekayim pshuto shemrika. The pshuto shemrika is that you have to be no sin. You have to be a mice in a sina. Epshemen kenzog and Rashi and the Ram hold you don't need a sina by shtar shichur. If you don't need a sina by shtar shichur, so then you might not be able to be meshacher the evidence if there's a ktsitsa in the middle, right? Because a ktsitsa in the middle, that's a problem because of an osa and mechus a ktsitsa. That's again, that's a din in the cheftza. The cheftza can't be mechus a ktsitsa, right? So that psul does apply to shtar shichur because that's a din in the cheftza. But to be meshacher with mechub lekarka mamish without a ktsitsa, the Rambam and Rashi would say maybe that's okay because that's a din in the mice in Asina, and there is no mice in Asina by Shtar Shechur. So as long as you don't have a psul in the Chavtza, then that psul will not apply to Shtar Shechur, it will only apply to Gerisha. That's how Reb Chaim Shmuel wanted to explain Rashi in the Rambam. But of course, that only applies if you learn like the Nesivas. If you understand the Rambam like the Nesivas understood, that was his raya, that the Rambam is Shitaso. The Rambam who leaves the psul of Tligitach Me'al Gabi Karka out from the comparisons, he holds that Tligitach Me'al Gabi Karka works by Shtar Shechur. So that Rambam holds, there's no din of Nesina by Shtar Shechur. There's no din of Nesina by Shtar Shechur. So maybe we can understand why the psul of Mechubar is also limited by Shtar Shechur. Right? Two nafkamina in the Rambam, right? If you hold that Shtar Shechur doesn't require a din Nesina, so first of all, Tligitach Me'al Gabi Karka will be kosher by Shtar Shechur. And secondly, the psul of Mechubar is going to be limited. It might apply to something that you kotzeitz, because there's a din because of an asan, it can't be mechusa ktitza, but it's not going to apply if you write the shtar shichur on karka and you give her the karka. Because what's the problem if you give her the karka? The only problem with karka, the Rambam will say, like the Ritva, is that you have to be able to be mekayim the pshuto shel mikra, v'nasan b'yada means that there's a mais in a sina. But that's true by Gerisha, you need a ma'is nesina. By Shtar Shechur, there's no din nesina b'chlal. So no din nesina b'chlal. That psul of mechubar will not apply. Okay, so that works very well with the nesivas. Works with the Rambam. Obviously, the Ketos is going to disagree, but you know, the Rambam and Rashi, you know, the nesivas could say Rashi and the Rambam are a good raya to me. And Rashi and the Rambam are a good raya to my yisur. Yes, Menashe.
Doesn't
the whole psula of Mechubar
in the first place imply that there should be
a Nesina
by
a
Shechur also?
Because there's a Tzitza
in the middle,
and the Tzitza in the Nesina. No, the Kasav and Nasan just means that the Chefza has to be Kotzitz. There can't be a Hefzik between the Tzitza and the
Nesina. There's no need for a
Nesina
at all.
No, but the Lashon of the Drasha is Misha Einu Mechusar Tzitza. The Chefza has to be such that's not Mechusar Tzitza. It sounds like it did in the Chefza. Misha Mechusar, me means the object. I'm sorry? It just means between the ksiva and the giving to the woman. It's not a din in the mais in the sina. It's that the chefza can't be mechusa ktsitsa. When you write the shtar, when you write the get, it can't be mechusa ktsitsa. It can't be mechusa ktsitsa. That's the problem. So if it's mechusa ktsitsa, then it's going to... If your coat's it afterwards, so then what's the problem? You're not giving her mechubah. You're not megarisha with mechubah. The answer is no. The din of mechusa ktsitsa applies b'shas ksiva. The din of mechusa ktsitsa is not b'shas nesina. Even if it's tolish b'shas nesina, that's not going to be enough. It's that b'shas ksiva, the cheftza, can't be mechusa ktsitsa. But that's a din in the cheftza. This is a different halacha. The Ritva is saying that not being megarish with mechubah lekarka mamish, that's the din that you have to have an asina, that you have to have an asina, miyada liyada. That's the din in the maisa. That's not a din in the chepsa. Will?
From the Rashi's on the Bab, it sounds like he's only really dealing with the first psula in mechubah. Is there anywhere that we see like explicitly that the second type of psula...
Let me find a few. I got to take a look. It definitely exists, yeah. Rashi holds of the second. Yeah, Rashi has to hold of the second. I think it's a Gemara. I can't find the Gemara right now. Yes.
Didn't we say last week that Rashi on top of Tesla Bays is like a catch-all and he compares everything?
Lola is a catch-all that compares everything. Let's see. That's your Rashi, then. Lola is a catch-all that compares everything for what? For the Chefza Shel Shtar. the cheftza shel shtar, not for the mice in the sina. Yes. Okay, this is the ketos of the nesivus. There's a lot here. Right? But this, just to sum up, okay, what we've gotten to is that we mentioned last week that the ketos achoshen in Simen Reish is of the opinion that there's a major distinction between Gerisha and Shtar Shichur. I'm sorry, the ketos achoshen says that it's not, there's no distinction, that Shtar Shichur and Gerisha are compared, that both of them only require nesivus. Both of them only require nesivus. There's no kinyan. It's not about kinyan. The Torah's gittin, nesivus, he throws a split. He wants to say that they're very different. That Shtar Shichur does not require nesivus. And he says, and that's why Kli Gitach Me'al Gabe Karka would be kosher by Shtar Shichur. What's his raya? His raya is from our Gemara and Daf Tes. Okay, after all the dust settles and we have the rayas back and forth. Very important rayas to figure out how to answer the rayas. But after all the rayas back and forth, you know, I put to rest, we still have our Gemara. Our Gemara on Daf Yud that says that the comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shichur are comparisons that don't apply to Kiddushin. Right? Milsa the lesser the Kiddushin Katani. So Zab the Torah is given, oh, that's the biggest raya, that Kli Gitach Me'al Gabe Karka must be kosher by Shtar Shichur. Because if it were a puzzle, then it should have been mentioned. Because Kli Kiddushayach Me'al Gabe Karka is kosher. So Kli Kiddushayach Me'al Gabe Karka is kosher, like the Beis Shmuel says. So then Kli Gitach Me'al Gabe Karka is something, the psul of Kli Gitach Me'al Gabe Karka is unique to Shtar Shichur and Gerisha. So then it should have been mentioned. Must be, says the Torah's Gittin, that no, Kli Gitach Me'al Gabe Karka is kosher even by Shtar Shichur. So that's why it's not going to be mentioned. The question is obviously the Ktzos HaChoshen argues with the Nesivus. The Ktzos claims that Kli Gitach Me'al Gabe Karka is a psul even by Shtar Shichur. So according to him, the Kasha comes back. How do we understand that was so? How do we understand? So that's really what we're here for. Right? After all the dust settles, we try to figure out the rayas back and forth. And how can we be docha the rayas? And what's the psul of mechubar according to the Nesivus? Right? Is there some unique psul of mechubar, a limited psul of mechubar by Shtar Shichur or not? But how do you answer the Gemara? Right? How does the Ktzos answer the Gemara? The Ktzos holds that Shtar Shichur and Gerisha compared. You need a sina by both. Kli Gitach Me'al Gabe Karka would be possibly by Shtar Shichur. So why is that not? Why is Kli Gitach Me'al Gabe Karka not mentioned in the Gemara? It's not kosher by Kiddushin. It's kosher by Kiddushin. So it's kosher by Kiddushin. It should have been mentioned. It's something that's unique to Gerisha and Shtar Shichur, but it doesn't apply to Kiddushin. What's the answer, Mori? Better. What's the answer? Yehuda.
It's a chilek between Kiddushin Kesem, Kiddushin Shtar.
Exactly. We keep on saying, as I'm saying it, sometimes I get tripped up. I'm like saying shtar. That's the point. No, it's not shtar. The raya that Torah's getting is bringing is from the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel is talking about kiddusha kesef. Okay, kli gitach me kli kiddushayach me al gabe karka might be kosher by kiddusha kesef, but who says that it's kosher by kiddusha shtar? Who says that it's kosher by kiddusha shtar? Maybe there's a difference between kiddusha kesef and kiddusha shtar. So really, the question that I'm asking you is, when the Gemara says Kitani Milsa the Lesser Bekidushin, what does that mean? Milsa the Lesser Bekidushin Klal, or Milsa the Lesser Bekidushin Shtar? That's really what I'm asking. That really could be the crux of the Machlokas Ktzos Nesivus, how to understand the sugya. Okay, so take a look again at the Rashi. I read through the Rashi. I said the Rashi says something about what I just asked you. Take a look again at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi book. Look at the Yad Mefarshim. Look at the Avnei Miluim. And Mitz Hashem will compare notes tomorrow.
Okay, I think this is the Rashi book.